And welcome to our reflections this morning, this evening. And so may I speak in the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There are here three strands that I would like to attempt to weave together for us. But perhaps you can have some conversations, some reflections of your own, and see where they take you. One strand is that this year has been designated as the International Year of Peace and Trust by the United Nations General Assembly in the hope of mobilising international efforts to promote peace and trust among nations, a peace and trust built to be sustainable. The timing is that the conclusion of a year that marked the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II that was marked last year in 2020. Countless conflicts, of course, have occurred since, and many other issues making for conflict have arisen in those 75 years. Ugly things that we hear about, but are often cushioned against us personally because of where we live. So that first strand for our engagement, for our prayers. A further strand is that on the not all too frequent occasions when the Feast of Epiphany falls in such a way that it allows us to squeeze a service in, focusing on the new year rather than launching straight into Epiphany. And we have as part of the liturgy for a new year service an invitation to pray a covenantal type of prayer. It's a big prayer. And it's a big ask. It's huge also because historically, a covenant was a legally binding agreement between equals. So Christmas and the Incarnation are not God's first attempt at leaving heaven and being God with us, Emmanuel. He commits himself in a covenant as we commit ourselves. And when we think what it means for God, the creator of the universe, the most powerful and awesome and glorious, to submit himself by making a binding agreement with humanity, it's beyond mind-blowing. And then my final strand, of course, is the Bible reading that I've chosen for today from Matthew's Gospel for this new year, beginning with Matthew 6. 25 to 34. So well known to us is this passage, this portion of scripture, that we are at real risk of not seeing anything or hearing anything or connecting with anything. Ordinarily, this reading sits on a timeline just before Lent begins, and it there serves the purpose of setting us up for those weeks of reflection and of prayer. And of course, it serves a similar purpose here at the outset of a new year, when the population at large, if at all, will reflect on time and life and how we spend both, and spend them well and spend them with meaning. So on the follow through this reading, eight rhetorical or real questions that drive this passage, and indeed the title of the passage, Do Not Worry, there is waiting to be rediscovered by our rushing and restless age the strange glory of Sabbath. After all, if even God took a day off, why do we need to worry? Look at the signs, this passage says, the signs of God's relaxed pleasure, the lilies, the birds, and learn or relearn to reflect on that too. But it might help us to give some depth to this reading if we knew or recalled some of the background to it. And there are current assumptions that many, if not most of us, live by in relation to this passage. Two that I'm going to list here. that creation was made to flourish when looked after by us as humans. Really? And then secondly, that we human beings were made in order to reflect the image of the Creator into the world. And again, really? You see, the nation of Israel in its time made the mistake of believing that they were the centre of and the heart and the purpose of all that God had done and was doing on earth. And they were wrong, thinking that they were the centre, the heart and the purpose of all that God had done and was doing. Israel's task was to redeem the rest of the world. They got it wrong, and Jesus came to put it right. And we as Christians are in danger of making a similar mistake. Our task actually is to reflect God's image into the whole of creation, painting on God's canvas the living signs of powerful sovereignty, love, reflecting once again God's glory and setting all of creation free. And we get various bits of snapshots of all of those things in different parts of what we call the New Testament. There is a single word I've chosen to draw these three strands together, and that is that of freedom. I finished the last bit of setting all of creation free. Freedom has been bounced around quite a lot in this past year. Much has been made of freedom, or rather the lack of it. How regulations for safekeeping has infringed on personal freedoms. The tension between personal and collective freedoms have been very stark in this last year. But here today, in the three strands that I've gathered together, we have the freedom to work and pray for peace, or not to bother. We have the freedom to work at and encourage and build for trust, or not. We can exercise the freedom to make and follow through on commitments, be they like the covenantal prayer that is offered in January liturgies, or be they like commitments to family and workplace and colleagues, or neighbourhood, or charities, or people in need. My goodness, the list is endless, as well as our commitment to God and the church he has placed us in. But we also have the freedom to not follow through on any or all of those commitments, and to make it up as we go along and react to what comes our way when it comes our way. And similarly, finally, the third strand, we can embrace the freedom that this gospel reading offers us, or not. Freedom as a word, as a concept, as a reality, is not, as is often misunderstood, throwing away of all constraints, throwing away all rules and regulations. It is, in our context as Christians within a faith, finding what you were made for, and making that your focus, your motivation, your calling, your purpose, your meaning. Sure, that will at times, perhaps even often, be costly, though less so where we live. But were we to reflect on the flip side way of living, that is a fiction to think that that is without consequences either. So let's pause for a moment of reflection. Amen.